in school. Some kids like math, some like books. Writer David Foster Wallace blends both in his new book, Everything and More, A Compact History of Infinity. Here is San Francisco Chronicle critic David Kippen.
To David Foster Wallace's legion of admirers, Everything and More, A Compact History of Infinity will be catnip with a mother's milk chaser. But for the uninitiated, Wallace's refusal to sugarcoat his math may cause dizziness, vomiting, and corneal bleeding. The book attempts a whirlwind tour of the concept of infinity, from Aristotle's deeply influential leeriness of it, up through the late 19th century German mathematician George Cantor's discovery of what are called transfinite numbers. Some years later, by the way, in a not exactly counterintuitive development, Cantor went insane. The book Everything and More resembles most may be Raymond Chandler's The Big Sleep. There's a moment in The Big Sleep, no matter how many times you've read it before, when the plot simply becomes too convoluted to keep up with. The part of your brain that cares about plot just quietly hangs out a gone fishing sign, leaving the rest of you free to bask in the pure glory of Chandler's prose. Like Chandler's prose, Wallace's can be glorious. Underneath all his tics, like all the footnotes that force your eyes to move up and down almost as often as side to side, Wallace has one of the funniest, most distinctive tragicomic voices to come out of American writing since Joseph Heller's. Or anyway, he does until his new book's last third or so, when the equations to sentences ratio just gets too high to breathe without supplemental oxygen. In the end, Wallace can't consistently integrate the loftiness of his math with all his inspired class clowning. The comedy always turns up between the scientific explanations, during the timeouts, rather than organically, the way it would with Tom Stoppard or Thomas Pynchon. Of course, comparing any author with his elders is always a mug's game. Critics tend to torture developing writers like Wallace by nattering on about their so-called potential. At some point, the writer's career starts to seem like a variation on Zeno's paradox. That's the one where the arrow somehow gets halfway to its target and then half the remaining distance, but never ultimately arrives. In the same way, the young writer typically gets closer to realizing his potential with every book, but he never actually arrives. But Wallace's career differs from Zeno's arrow in two key respects. First, it's less likely to travel in any straight line toward his unlimited potential than to pull off delightfully loopy, sometimes exasperating figure eights like Everything and More. Second, and more important, the smart money still says that, unlike Zeno's arrow, Wallace could go all the way.
The book is Everything and More, A Compact History of Infinity by David Foster Wallace. David Kippen is the book critic of the San Francisco Chronicle.